No problem. It's my pleasure.
And first off, James, you know, we've got to say, how have the lads been looking in pre-season? How have things been building up for United?
They've been building up fairly well. It's obviously been quite an important summer. It's been a summer of change. There's a new manager once again. That's something that's happened obviously far too often than Sheffield United would like in recent years. But I think the thing that's really sort of encouraged Sheffield United supporters, and I think most neutral observers as well, is the change in terms of the attitude and the recruitment strategy. I think in the past, Sheffield United have really tried to throw money, and probably money alone, at the challenge of getting out of League One. But under Chris Wilder, they've adopted a much more sort of prudent recruitment strategy. But I think when you scratch beneath the surface of that, it's a recruitment strategy that makes a hell of a lot more sense. They've gone for the best players in the division that they're in and the division below, rather than dragging players down from the Championship and on occasion the Premier League on loan. And I think that's given them sort of a knowledge, it's given them an experience, and also the abilities come in as well. People like John Fleck, Leon Clark, even Jake Wright, who's come out of League Two, is a player that Chris knows well. They're all players who can develop with the football club. And I think by and large, other than one or two players who have probably been brought in to do a job now, they're all footballers who can continue to grow and develop with the football club. Their careers are on an upward curve.
That's what I would say to pick up on, James, because obviously we've seen a lot of these new signings, especially the likes of Leon Clark. It does seem a big difference to previous years. But is there a certain sense of excitement now from the Sheffield United fans?
I think there is. And it's interesting because obviously in the past, I think you would have said that the supporters will be looking for sort of big name headline signings. But I think the longer they've stayed in this division, there's been a change of opinion. There's been a change of thought. And that's not been wise after the event, because we probably all thought when Sheffield United were relegated in 2011, that was probably the way to go, to sort of flex your financial muscle, to sort of, you know, play the big club in the division, which most of the seasons they've spent in it, they invariably are. But I think, as I said, over time, opinions and attitudes have changed. And I think, you know, what they've seen is they've seen other clubs do this and have success with it. And now I think people are looking for signings of substance. That's certainly something that Chris Wilder and his staff, in the boot room, as it were, have delivered. And I think that's sort of brought a real sort of feeling of excitement about what the season holds. It's fascinating, as I say, to sort of see that there hasn't been the huge name signings that there has in the past. But I think people realise, like I say, that this is a season where the recruitment strategy has focused more or emphasised substance rather than style.
And one player I have to pick up on whose future looks a little bit dubious at the moment is Shea Adams. Would that be a massive loss for the Blades?
I think it would be a loss because, you know, players or football clubs, so we always want to keep their better young players, and Shea Adams is certainly one of those. I do think, and this is no disrespect to the player himself, I know when people say that, they probably normally do mean it with an awful lot of disrespect, but in this instance, I don't. I think if Sheffield United got the right price for him, then that's probably one area of the field where they've really got an abundance of talent. They've got Leon Clark now, of course, as we've said. They've got Billy Sharp, who, you know, as we know, also guarantees goals in that division so long as he's fit. But there's no sort of concerns about his fitness record. There's Mark McNulty, who has shown that he can score goals at Bramall Lane in the past and can sort of rise to the challenge of being a Sheffield United player. We scored goals on loan at Portsmouth last season. And there's Matt Doan as well. So I think it's an area where if the price was right, they possibly could afford to lose a player. I think the other thing that Sheffield United have got to look at, though, if Shea Adams does go, it's by no means certain, but obviously there's interest in him from higher up the food chain, is how they invest that money. That really is key, because if they invest that wisely and get out of the division, you know, then next season, players like Shea Adams won't be leaving, or they certainly won't be leaving for, you know, the £2 million fee that's being talked about. Still a huge amount of money for a League One club. But, you know, know, they'll be able to hold on to those players. So I think from a personal opinion, if he goes, and it remains an if that means that they lose Shea Adams, and that prevents them losing the next Shea Adams, and the Shea Adams after that, and the Shea Adams after that, then I think it's a price worth paying. But if he stays, that's great. Sheffield United have got a really good, exciting young player at their disposal, and he'll just make that attacking sort of complement even stronger.
And just looking at Chris Wilder, Sheffield United as well, do you think they're fully engaged for that first game of the season? Because it is a very tough starting test to get against newly relegated Bolton. They're really going to have to hit the ground running with that one.
Yeah, they will, though. I mean, I don't think Sheffield United's squad is the finished article yet. I think it's stronger than it was last season. I think it's stronger, possibly, in terms of ability. I think it's certainly stronger in terms of leadership and sort of strong characters and mental strength. And that's something that you do need through the course of a season, which is an absolute grind. But I think, really, this is a squad that will possibly develop and grow as the season goes on. So I think that there might be a few little bumps in the road, as it were, early on. But I think because they've brought in quite a few new players, I think Chris and Alan Neely's assistant are obviously going to be playing a very, very different way to Nigel Adkins. That I think, as I said, this is a squad that's going to get better with time. I think it will grow into the job. But certainly the people who have been brought in are fit for purpose. They know what's required. They know what's coming. They know the things you need to do to get promoted from this division. So, yeah, from a personal point of view, I think it bodes very well for the future.
And just one final one as well, James. You know, we all know the expectations of the Blades over the last few years is to get promotion. Is there still the pressure there that they do need to go up and hopefully through automatics as well and not through the playoffs, as we've seen quite a lot over the last few years? The Blades haven't been, had the greatest of time in that top six.
No, that's right. I must admit, once again, I'll say this, I don't think the past record in the playoffs, they'll only count for something if you let it. You know, there's no rule in football that Sheffield United can't win a playoff campaign, even though, as you quite rightly said, their record in the end of season knockouts is pretty terrible, let's be fair. But obviously, they'll be looking to go up automatically. I don't think anyone's going to be saying that publicly because I don't think they need to. I think everybody acknowledges that is the situation at Bramall Lane, that they are expected to go up. But that's the other thing where there's been a subtle change. I always get slightly concerned when I hear sort of players at whatever club talk about the weight of expectation. Do you know what? I don't think it is a weight. If you've got that pressure to succeed, it means you're somewhere that is worth being. It means you're at a club that is capable or should be capable of achieving things. And if you applied the same rule of thumb, then you would get players running a mile whenever Real Madrid or Barcelona or Bayern Munich came in for them. I'm not sort of in any way equating Sheffield United with those, but the principle is still the same. And a lot of the players who have come in are players who really seem to have embraced it. And it's one of the things when I've spoken to them sort of throughout pre-season is that word weight is missing from the conversation. They will talk about an expectation, but they seem very happy to embrace that and take that on board. And I think that could be, certainly from a sort of a psychological perspective, really, really key going forward.
It very much seems that way, James. I'm certainly looking forward to the kickoff of the League One season this weekend. Thanks a lot for joining us here on the afternoon, James.
Like I said, my pleasure.